Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the George W. Bush Legacy Project continues. The White House recently sent a two-page memo to cabinet members and other top officials. Titled Speech Topper on the Bush Record, the memo suggests how to describe the president's 8 years in office. According to the memo, Bush kept America safe after the September 2001 terrorist attacks, raised education standards with the No Child Left Behind Act, and helped African countries reduce rates of HIV. On the current financial crisis, the memo says Bush, quote, responded with bold measures to prevent an economic meltdown, end quote. The memo does not mention such Bush-era tragedies as prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib in Iraq, the bungled response to Hurricane Katrina, or the collapse of the housing market. A White House spokesperson said no one is required to use the talking points. He explained, quote, we feel the president's many accomplishments haven't been given the attention they deserve, end quote.
Speaking of the U.S. housing market, no one is a stronger critic of the government-backed mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac than former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. In a September 2008 appearance on Fox News, Gingrich complained, quote, the rich in Wall Street and the powerful at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had so many politicians beholden to them that, in fact, nobody was going to check them, and so they got away with things that were absolute baloney, end quote. But in 2006, Freddie Mac paid Gingrich $300,000 to fight regulations being considered by the Bush administration. Gingrich pocketed the money and began pointing out the benefits of the Freddie Mac business model to conservatives. It wasn't the first time that Gingrich engaged in pay for praise for the mortgage companies. Freddie Mac also hired Gingrich as a consultant back in 1999.
What is it with the coal industry and Christmas? Last December, the coal industry front group, Americans for Balanced Energy Choices, went to Capitol Hill. They had people dressed as Santa deliver coal-shaped chocolate to members of Congress. This year, the same front group is called the American Coalition for Clean Coal Energy, and they have online videos of animated lumps of coal singing Christmas songs.
Frosty the Coal Man is a jolly, happy soul. He's abundant here in America, and he helps our economy roll. Frosty the Coal Man's getting cleaner every day. He's affordable and adorable, and his workers keep their pay. There must have been some magic in clean coal technology, for when they looked for pollutants, there was nearly none to see.
You heard right, that was Frosty the Coal Man. As we've reported before on the Weekly Radio Spin, the coal industry has increased its spending on PR and lobbying to counter growing concerns about global warming. Environmental groups are calling out the coal industry's spin with their own ads, which state that there's no such thing as clean coal.
The sluggish economy isn't only hurting homeowners and auto companies. It's also led to the demise of the conservative lobbying group Freedom's Watch. Freedom's Watch was formed in 2007 and led by former White House spokesman Ari Fleischer, among other well-connected Republicans. Freedom's Watch has run ads supporting the continued occupation of Iraq. In late 2007, it held focus groups to fine-tune the messaging around a possible war on Iran. In 2008, Freedom's Watch claimed it would spend hundreds of millions of dollars supporting Republican candidates. In reality, they spent $30 million. A major reason for the demise of Freedom's Watch is that it relied on a small number of major donors. As the economy slumped, donations to Freedom's Watch dried up.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Newt Gingrich. After leaving Congress in 1999, he founded a PR and consulting firm called the Gingrich Group. In 2003, the Gingrich Group set up a think tank called the Center for Health Transformation. Its members include AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and America's Health Insurance Plans. The group describes itself as a, quote, high-impact collaboration of private and public sector leaders, end quote, and stresses that it does not lobby.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.